Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm swell. I was tired. And then I said, Joy, give me some energy. And she did, in the form of making me dance. And so now I think I'm good to go.
Are you wearing overalls?
I am wearing overalls. You want to see?
I want to see so badly.
La, la, la.
Dude. Oh, well, all right. Okay.
You wanted a booty shake. Don't act like you didn't. Give me that face. Joyous is in the background today just because she's here and she, like me, gets FOMO and just always wants to be where everyone else is. So she's here today.
Come on over. Come on over, Joy.
She cannot hear you because I'm wearing headphones.
Well, I figured you'd tell her.
No, she's fine. There's no place to sit.
You're not going
to
share her with me?
No.
Rachel. Okay.
Oh, Mom.
Internet.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us the holidays of this, the next 2 weeks, usually? A little bit?
Some of them. I have them written out.
Okay. Love the crinkle of the paper.
Well, I can't be, we haven't done this for a while. I'm a little rusty.
We haven't done this in a while. I think it's been a month since we've done it over Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
You sound exhausted. Okay, continue.
I have exciting news today and I can't wait to get to that part, but I'll do this.
Why can't you get to that part first?
I'm going to wait for special moment.
Oh God. Okay. My apologies.
May 3rd is Wild Koala Day.
But not the unwild ones?
Not the tame ones. Just the wild ones.
Okay.
May 4th. Guess what that day is.
May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day. Yes, Rachel. Yes. Good one. May 5th is Cinco de Mayo Day. And
Cinco de Mayo, not de Nino.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Yes.
Oh, well, I was looking at the International Astronauts Day, so I probably put it in there with it, but okay. That's okay.
We know how to pronounce Cinco de Mayo in this family.
Shout out to the astronauts. Because it's National Astronauts Day. When? I think astronauts are cool.
When is it National Astronauts
Day? On Cinco de Mayo Day. You're going to be trouble. I know.
I'm not trouble.
You're
going to
be trouble. I have
the least amount of trouble. Okay.
Would you like to know what May 6th is?
I would love to know what May 6th is.
National Day of Prayer and National Nurses Day.
Well, we all need to pray for our nurses now, don't we?
Absolutely.
There you go.
May 8th, No Socks Day. Rachel, do you go with no socks? No, I mean with shoes.
Oh, no, I have to wear socks with shoes because otherwise my feet stink.
Yeah.
Who's walking around without socks on with their
I've
shoes?
I've seen guys without socks on unless they're tricking me.
I think they're wearing no-show socks. Yes.
Because I see it and I kind of cringe. I mean, to each his own. But.
Ugh. It just seems uncomfy and smelly.
Yeah. May 9th, Mother's Day in the United States of America.
What do you want for Mother's Day, Mom?
You.
Okay. I'll come on by.
Start, what's it called? Quarantining.
No.
All right.
I'm fully vaccinated.
I am as well.
So, la-di-da.
May 10th, clean your room day. I feel like a parent when I say that.
My room is always clean now. I'll have some clothes out, but it takes 2 seconds to pick that up.
You are always pretty clean.
Yeah.
My sister, on the other hand.
My stuff can get kind of cluttered. Because that's how my brain works, but I know where everything is. I don't like when things get like grimy and gross. Meh.
Yeah.
You okay there?
May 11th. I'm excited about this day. Hostess Cupcake Day.
You love a Hostess Cupcake.
With the little swirly thing on top.
Gotta have a swirly.
Oh, I'm excited about May 13th.
You're excited about all these days, Mom.
This one's really exciting. Well, the next two, I'm just really. National Frog Jumping Day.
So we're only celebrating the fact that frogs can jump?
No, they have a contest up in Calaveras, California, somewhere. There's actual frog jumping contest. And they don't keep them in cages. They go collect them from the wild before the thing, and then they do the thing. It was so cool.
They catch wild frogs and then have a jumping competition.
Yes. And I forgot how far the longest one. I was just amazed with all these frogs.
Do you bet on it?
I'm sure people could, but you don't there. I don't think they do there.
I'm sure
they do win a prize. So maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like whoever catches the best jumper wins.
Of course.
Naturally. Okay. I'm just trying to understand this frog jumping competition. Oh no, wait. The video went crazy for a second.
Crazy. You know why? Because May 14th is Dance Like a Chicken Day.
You looked like you were dancing like a chicken.
Everybody, May 14th, Dance Like a Chicken Day.
And you're excited about this day too?
I am.
How do you dance like a chicken? Thank you for the demonstration.
Or you can also do the waddle. I have one that waddles. Her name is Caboose because her bottom is so huge.
I thought you were talking about the song. Like, if I don't want to be a chicken, I don't want to be a duck, so I shake my butt. Blah, 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 blah.
No.
No, that's not what you're talking. You're talking about your actual chicken that
my
shakes her butt.
My actual chicken. Her name is Caboose.
I did not know you had a chicken named Caboose.
Because she drags her caboose everywhere she goes. She's a dragger.
She just got one of those dragger chickens.
Yep.
Whoops.
May 15th is National Armed Forces Day, and it coincides with National Chocolate Chip Day.
Love that.
One more.
Okay.
May 16th, National... Wait.
Are you excited about this one?
You were as a kid.
Oh, okay. You were just excited about all the other holidays. So I was wondering if you were also excited about this one.
Well, sure. It's a little slower paced for me, but okay.
But not for me?
Well, okay. National Sea Monkey Day.
I was excited about sea monkeys as a child.
All you kids were.
Wait. I don't even know what a sea monkey is.
It's a type of brine shrimp, but you know those little containers and you fill them full of water and then in a couple of days, all these little things are floating around. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Rachel, you've blocked out part of your childhood.
Or I wasn't around yet for this part of your children's childhoods.
Okay, maybe it was Colleen and Christopher.
Yeah, thank you. Don't act like I don't know things. Well, I don't know things, but I don't know what a sea monkey is. I do not remember raising sea monkeys.
Someone please send her a sea monkey.
Don't send me a sea monkey. That sounds like responsibility and I don't want it.
That's what's great. You don't responsible them.
I just like,
they're just there.
I'm also against breeding. So like, this just sounds like breeding.
It's not a vegan thing. It's not a animals rights thing. I looked it up.
I just don't know what it is.
They're actually little shrimp, brine shrimp, but they're like,
can you
little
eat
kids?
Them?
No, little kids see them in this little thing and they're called sea monkeys.
Why are they? I have so many questions. Once again, this podcast doesn't answer questions. It just makes you question things more in life. All right. Well, is that all the holidays, Mom?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us your exciting news that you mentioned that you have?
May 12th. I forgot. Duncan turns 4 years old.
May 12th is Duncan's birthday?
Yeah.
I have laser hair removal that day.
Appropriate.
Because Duncan wants to have a bald haircut.
Yes, he does. He wants to be bald.
Yes, he
does. Tell him why. Tell him why.
Because Mickey Mouse doesn't have hair, so he doesn't want to have hair. Logic. The kid's got logic.
He's a cutie.
You can't fault him for that.
He's a cutie.
What is the exciting news?
I'm not telling you yet.
Why?
I'm going to wait till you're done with some depressing news and then I'm going to excite everyone with my big news.
I don't have any depressing news this week.
Nice.
I was like, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Good. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Stupid.
Find the good stuff. Be positive.
Well, it's more just like, it's just stuff that happened this week.
I gotta sit on a pillow. Hold on.
I gotta say, you did the one thing you hate most when someone's like, I have a surprise. Not gonna tell you what it is. You die when that stuff happens.
I didn't say it's a surprise.
You said you have exciting news. I'm not gonna tell you. Okay. Well, it's not. You're withholding information. Secrets.
So are you. What's happening on the internet?
I'm not withholding anything. I was letting you speak first.
Rachel, do we have any sponsors?
We do. Let's check to see who we have a sponsor for today.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right, fine, Mom. We'll move on to the news. Mode, M-A-U-D-E. How do you pronounce
Maud.
That? Mod. Beautiful Maud. Name. Wants us to talk about how you got your chicken guitar.
Oh, it was amazing. Go watch the videos.
Okay.
Gifted Guitars on YouTube.
My brother's channel.
Amazing. We went over to his house to celebrate his birthday and he brings out this case. And I'm like, well, this is cool because Parker played a part in making it.
Okay.
And I opened it up and there was a chicken guitar.
It is really cool looking.
Trent, can you get my chicken guitar?
So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. If you're listening to this on one of the streaming platforms, I will describe it in great detail. As soon as I can see it, I will describe it.
He made it from scratch. I mean, he did everything on it and it's just, it's incredible and it works.
Yes. He builds actual guitars. Do you have the guitar yet?
Yes. It's coming right here.
Okay. This is the long. Your house is 2 feet by 2 feet. I don't know why it's so long. All right. I'm going to describe this in great detail. It is a guitar that looks like a chicken.
And look what it says. Is that backwards?
It says Fender Telecluxter.
Hinder.
Oh, Hinder. Sorry. I can't.
It's a play on words.
Ha.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. That's a guitar.
And this is the volume. Beep, beep,
it's
beep,
a
beep.
Little egg.
And you can plug it in. And he gave me a little amp.
It's an electric guitar.
And it's so cool.
Yeah. It's a good one.
So many details in it. Yeah.
Go check out his videos. It's really good. And
that
then
was fun.
Ellie wants me to talk about my merch launch. I launched new merch.
I want it. Why don't I have it yet?
Order it.
You said you, Rachel, you said, I'll get it
I
for
forgot.
You, Mom.
I forgot. I'd do it right now. I'm writing it down. Get Mom.
You even asked me what size.
I forgot. Large? Extra large? I'm going to go extra large for comfort reasons.
Good. Let's do that.
Okay.
Do you know which one I wanted?
I'm getting you all of them.
No, I just need one.
Do you want the unladylike or the homebody?
No, it's you had a...
You're beautiful?
That one.
You're beautiful. Okay.
That one. Because I have the homebody from before and I have...
Okay.
I and have you're all not, your merch.
And you refuse to be unladylike, even though you're the one that taught me how to belch.
In the privacy of your own home.
I am always in the privacy of my own home when I belch. Okay. I just also am filming it so the rest of the world sees it. Anyway, I have new merch. It's cute. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. And it's available now on my merch site, Fanjoy. And then type in Rachel Ballinger. I should probably put a link below. Let's see if I remember to do that.
No association with the joy behind you, though.
No, that is a different joy.
Yes.
Even though she is a fan of me.
Yeah.
I think she might be my number one.
I think we're all fans of joy.
We are all fans of joy.
Yes.
Joy is my number one fan. She will sit and watch my videos in front of me and just cackle at them.
She's a good friend.
Even if she's there while I film it. All right. Actual news, the internet news, other than just like talking about ourselves. Cammy wanted us to talk about the Hype House on Netflix. Netflix announced that they're doing a reality show with the Hype House. Do you know what the Hype House is, Mom?
Never heard of it.
Of course you had.
I've been busy.
It's been busy. It's been around a while.
I've been busy a while.
It's a group of TikTokers that live in a house together. So this is something they don't actually like. They do and they don't. It's like people realized, oh, if I buy a mansion or rent a mansion and then get a bunch of TikTokers to live in it and act as their manager, they all have to create content and then that person will get a split because they brought them all together.
So it's there's like Real World or Big Brother or one of those.
Yeah. Things. And all these TikTokers, they have like, they're usually required to post 3 times a day and they do stuff with each other. And it's easy to continuously post because you're living with other TikTokers and everyone's doing the same thing. It's it is the way that it works. It does work. And anyway, so the Netflix is creating a reality show with the Hype House and I don't think there's a release date yet. But Charli D'Amelio was originally in like the startup of the Hype House. I don't believe she's in it anymore. I don't know. Oh, she just turned 17. Happy birthday, Charli D'Amelio. She's
a baby.
JoJo turns 18 next month.
Oh, she's an adult.
She's going to be an adult, everybody. Watch out. I'm pretty sure she'll still be the exact same human being. Just... She's like, all the laws changed for all the working laws changed for her. I saw her the other day.
Oh.
And she's like, my brother's like, nothing changes when you turn 18. Like, you can't actually do anything different. And she goes, false. I can work more. Well, she was like, I can work more. Because right now.
So that she's would like, be her answer.
Yeah. She's like, I get to work more was her answer.
That she, would be.
Since she's a kid, like, they have strict, as they should. They have a lot of laws on how often she's allowed to work, how much she's allowed to work, blah, blah, blah. And so she's like, I get to work nonstop now. Good job. Oh, everybody and their mother. But Becca asked for us to talk about Billie Eilish on the cover of Vogue. She did it.
Did she just have a baby?
Billie Eilish? No.
Who am I thinking of?
Billie Eilish is like 18.
Oh, don't have a baby yet.
Don't have a baby at 18. I mean, if you do, congrats, but don't do it.
Celebration of life.
Who do you think?
I thought there was somebody I saw had a little baby boy. And she was a singer person.
Meghan Trainor?
Oh, maybe that's who it was.
Meghan Trainor had a baby a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's a cute little boy.
Okay, not Billie Eilish.
Never mind.
Different person. But Billie Eilish, yeah, she was in Vogue, did the cover of Vogue. And it was the first time she's like shown her body. She was like wearing like cute lingerie stuff. I don't know. She looked good. I hope she enjoyed herself and that she likes the photos. And I think the rest of the entire world likes them. So good for her. Big puppy news. Christopher and Jessica have finally announced that they're getting a puppy.
Yes. Very exciting.
Did something just growl at you?
No, a truck is going by and that person really wanted us to know that they have a big truck.
I thought Cinderella walked past you and growls. And I was like, wow. You best
Someone
watch
was
butt.
Announcing their presence on our street.
Okay, got it. That was a little much for me, but okay.
Okay.
anyway, Christopher and Jessica are getting a puppy. They want it to be a service dog for Luke, I believe.
For stability.
for stability. Joy actually had a training session with them already before they got the puppy. They're being very responsible for it. Joy's like, yes, I did it.
They're really cute. They're getting so prepared for it. It's adorable.
Yeah, I love that. Like, yeah. There's been a lot for a long time. They're like, should we get a puppy? And I was like, no, no, no. And now they're like, I was like, it's a lot. No, no. And then Jessica has been really wanting one. And she's been putting in a lot of research and asking a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so you guys are ready. Go for it. So she knows that it's a big task and she's ready for it as she's about to give birth to her sixth child, which is, she's like, I've done this.
For her, that's easy.
Yeah, she's like, eh, I got this. No worries. Just as long as there's someone to watch the kids as I'm giving birth, I can do it. Yep, that's you. I mean, I'll be in town, but I doubt I'll be able to see anyone since I'm not quarantined, but I will wave from afar in spirit. I shall be. And then lastly, Izzy wants us to talk about the Oscars. I didn't know that they happened.
I didn't either.
The Oscars happened, everybody.
Is that the movies or is that TV?
I have no idea which award show that is.
Is the Emmys for theater?
No, the Tonys is theater.
Tonys is theater.
The Golden Globes is everything.
Oh gosh, now there's so many things.
The Oscar is the Oscars.
Children's Choice Award. That's Nickelodeon.
Joy says the Oscars is for TV shows.
What's the movies?
What's all the award shows?
The Oscars.
The Academy Awards. Wait, which ones is for movies? Oh, don't ask that. Okay.
You know, we have these little phones. Oh,
right. I'll look anything up.
Check it out.
I got you. I'll look it up. Oh, Joy's going to look it up.
There we go.
I didn't know that they happened. I feel like.
Did it happen in person or did it happen via Zoomage?
I have no idea. I don't know. Wait, which one's the one for movie, for music?
That
Oscars is for movies.
Oh, Oscars is for movies.
Okay.
Golden Globe is for what? I think that's everything. I think so. What's the music one?
Tony.
No, that's musicals. That's theater.
Oh, just musicals?
No.
Theater? Like international movies and stuff.
Which one is for the singing? Singing
award.
Why are there so many?
I don't know.
The Grammys.
The Grammys, that's
Grammys.
It.
Grammys.
Oh.
Just think your granny listens to music, so granny Grammy. There we'll know. Now we'll remember forever.
I won't.
I will.
Good.
Oscars. Oh, I wish it was. Oh, that was TV. That was a TV ad. Rats. They didn't plan that very well.
Yeah, you eat a hot dog while watching a movie.
No, a ball game. They should have awards for ball games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
good. Okay.
They do, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then I do have something I wanted to talk about, but no one mentioned. I thought this was hilarious. I saw on Twitter that T-Pain discovered that he was ghosting celebrities on Instagram for years because he didn't know that there was a section of the DMs where you can see if people are DMing you that you aren't following. And so celebrities have been reaching out to him and he just hadn't seen it. And he's all pissed at himself because they're like people he would have wanted to talk to or collabed with.
Oh.
But he didn't realize that they were messaging him. And I thought that was funny. So the end.
Who is this person?
T-Pain. He's a rapper.
That's why I don't know. Okay. Got it.
You have tilted the like under. Oh, I have to sneeze,
words
but
are
it's
so
not
hard.
Words are hard.
Look at a bright light. Look at a bright light.
I want to sneeze. Isn't that to make it so you don't sneeze?
No, when you look at a bright light, it makes you sneeze. Well, not now. Time is fast.
Now I'm just blind. Oh, that is literally all the news I had. No one asked. That was it. And I'm like, I'm giving you guys two weeks, but I feel like not much happens. I think one of the Paul brothers is going to fight someone. No, Logan Paul's going to fight Floyd Mayweather, I think, in a boxing match. Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah.
And then I think Jake Paul knocked out another boxer, but it was like, everyone was like, he got paid to do it. I'm trying to remember anything I saw on the internet. I feel like everyone's trying real hard just to lay low and not get canceled ever. So no one's doing nothing.
Yeah.
So before we move on to some questiones,
Questiones.
Let's check to see. Oh, actually, let's play a game. So let's check to see if we have a sponsor first.
Okay.
Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Sponsor. Do you want to play? What game do you want to play, Mom?
I'll play the game. Rachel decides what game we're playing.
That is the worst game ever because I asked you first.
You're the one with all the games, girl. I don't have anything here.
Well, I was.
I have Zingo. Guess who?
Zingo? What's Zingo?
Oh, Rachel. Have you Mom. Not been to Christopher and Jessica's house?
No. I haven't been in their house in like a year.
They're little tiles that come out of this thing and you have to cover your board like bingo.
Oh, I've played that with Duncan.
There you go.
Okay, well, we cannot play that on a podcast, Mom.
Hey, we play a lot of things over Zoom with Duncan, so.
Okay, yes, with a, what is he, four?
Almost, on May 12th.
On May 12th, he'll be four. I have something wrong with my toe. It What's, like.
Ow. Did you stub it? Did you poke it?
It's sore right there. I didn't know what to do. I did not do
it. Sorry.
I'm sorry to myself. Let's play 20 questions.
Ugh, okay.
What's the category?
The category is animals.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to guess?
You guess.
Okay. Do you have an animal in your head?
I do.
All right. Let's go. 20 questions. Does it live on land?
Yes.
Is it bigger than me?
No.
All right. It's on land and it's smaller than me. Gotcha. 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 Does it, is it a herbivore? Does it eat meat?
No, it doesn't eat meat.
It only eats plants.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a herbivore. Got it. Have we owned one? Oh, why is this a questionable?
Because that's a big question.
Then what do you mean?
This specific one, no.
No, have we owned this type of animal?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, I really gotta sneeze.
Look at the light! Look at the light! Told ya! Mommy always knows.
Thank you, that felt good. I tried to go in my shirt, but I got caught on my own chain. Okay, we've owned it. All right, is it?
Yeah.
Is it a type of dog?
No.
Okay, I'm at five. What are you even saying? I'm at five questions. Is it a type of cat?
No.
Okay. So okay. Those eat meat. Dang it. Think, Ballinger. Is it a type of bunny?
No.
Type of guinea pig?
No.
Type of hamster?
No. Hey, and those eat your, they're young, so they're not herbivores either.
My God.
I know. You're halfway there.
I have nine? I have 10. I'm not at 10.
Oh, go back, rewind, and count.
Okay, fine, I'm at 10. Okay, we've owned it. It's a herbivore. It's smaller than me.
We've owned a type of it.
A type of it?
You gotta hear. You're not listening.
It lives on the land. Oh, is it a type of bird?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. It's a bird. All right. I got 10 questions to figure out what type of bird this is.
No, you now have 9.
Oh my God. I have 9 questions to figure out what type of bird this is. Okay. So we've owned birds, but we haven't owned this type of bird.
No.
Okay. There. That was the thing. Okay. Oh, would you commonly see it in a neighborhood?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So.
In my neighborhood.
Is it colorful?
Some.
Some? What is this?
Rachel, birds. Males are colorful. Women are drab.
All right. Then that doesn't count as a question.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I answered a question.
It's a yes or no answer. And you gave me both. So therefore it is not.
That was two questions then.
No, it wasn't. Whoa. No, that's not how this works. God. Is it bigger than my fist?
No.
Ah, I was thinking a type of finch, but we've owned finches before.
Oh, but never mind.
But mom, whoa, wait, you realize I don't know names of birds, right?
That's why I chose it.
So you chose it so that I would fail. You chose, Joy, do you know types of finches?
I didn't know there was more than one.
She didn't know there was more than one finch. Gosh darn it.
I'll give it to you. You guessed finch.
Finch. Well, I did guess finch.
You did.
What type of finch were you going for, Mom?
The red finch.
The red finch.
It's
oh
a red-breasted finch. I can show you a picture.
All right. All right.
And how do I know of this bird? Oh, let me tell you my great news.
Oh, the segue to her news.
Okay. Unless you wanted to play some more.
No, I don't want to play anymore. Okay. Continue with your grand and glorious news.
So we have this. Can I tell a story?
Yes, you can always tell a story.
So we have this overhang. That's our patio roof. Is that what you call that? Ceiling? Roof? It's a roof. It's an overhang. It's
patio,
the
patio roof.
Yeah. And it's dilapidated. And Rachel, you're not paying attention.
Well, I was just going to tell Joy to do exactly what she just did, because that's not Louie's toy. That's little dog's toy.
Okay.
But she was on it. Continue.
So it's falling apart. You're not paying attention.
Girlfriend just texted me. She's in the other room and said, house finch. And she sent me a picture of a... And you have everyone in this house looking at finches, Mom.
Well, I have them in person.
Okay, tell us your exciting news about this red-breasted house finch.
My roof. It's not a house finch.
Okay.
My roof is dilapidated. It's falling down. It's
dilapidated?
Dilapidated.
Who uses the word dilapidated?
Oh my gosh, woman.
Story. Sorry, you have a dilapidated patio roof.
Anymore.
I know what you're gonna say.
It's an ugly, ugly roof. It's falling down. It's unsafe. It's
broken.
Whew. But up in the little corner on the eave, I saw some little birdies hopping around. Oh, there it is right now. Wish you could see. Anyway, they built a nest under the little thing in the corner. And they're still building it, and it's so cute. But in my brain, I went, how sweet that God would take this broken down, ugly mess and make something beautiful out of it. That's my exciting story.
I love that.
And so now I get to see little baby birds be born, and then they get to fledge, and then we get to tear down the roof and rebuild it. Rachel, you're not paying attention. You're fired.
I'm not fired. Girlfriend's texting me.
Girlfriend, stop.
She can't hear you. All right. I'm so excited about you, for your finches.
So.
Oh, sorry. Oh, there's more.
The topper of it all.
Sorry.
Is I can sit on my couch. I can watch them build a nest, which they're doing right this minute. I wish you could see it. It's so adorable. And I can see the squirrel on the fence.
Oh, the squirrel is there.
Double whammy.
She's got National Geographic / Explore.org in her own backyard.
I'm going to try to video a little bit every day of the nest, because it's getting bigger and bigger. And then when the eggs come, and then la, 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 la. And then you're going to help me put it together.
And where are we posting this? Instagram?
TikTok.
Oh, we'll post it on your TikTok, Mom.
We're going to TikTok
If it's for TikTok, take it vertical. So just hold your phone like a normal person.
Like this?
Yeah. Film it like
that. That's how I always film.
Okay. Well, sometimes if you film for YouTube, it has to be. Look at this merch I have.
You're never home anymore.
Don't blow up my brand, Mom.
Edit.
No, my next merch will be adventure themed.
Yes, as it should be.
I was home for a year
a
straight.
A minute.
I was for a year straight.
More than a year straight.
Yes.
So was everyone else.
Yes. So we were all homebodies for a moment.
Yeah. You can edit that all out, girl.
Yeah. Everyone knows me. All right. Before we move on to the few questions I have, let's just check to see if we have our last sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. I got a few questions. Ashley asked if I make a new podcast, What would it be about and who would be the co-host? I've thought about this because my mom and I are, we're not continuing this after December. But I have thought about doing a new podcast, and I think I just want to like not have a set co-host and have a different person on each time. And it's like my friends. So it's not internet people. And we just
Joy's shaking her head. Like, is she going to be a guest?
Joy knows she would be the most constant guest on my podcast. And it would just be whatever we wanted to talk about. And it wouldn't be every week. It'd be like every other week like this is. So it's not as much stress. And I can film it whenever. So it's not just whenever, like what happened that week. I have to wait till the end of the week to record it. I can do it whenever I want. So,
and then I don't have to always be home or in a spot or go to here.
Yeah.
There.
And like, obviously you could be
freedom.
Yes.
You got
freedom. I got freedom. Annie asked if I ever took any, why are you breathing so heavy into your microphone, Mom?
I didn't mean to. You're always complaining. I'm not close enough. So I get close and then you complain. I can hear you breathing.
You talk over here and then you breathe really heavy right here.
It's for the ASMRers. Is that the right letters?
ASMRs. Yes, that's the right letters.
Great.
Annie asked if I ever took AP classes. Yes. Only take them if you're going to take the AP tests, because then it counts as college credit. So don't take them if you're not going to take the tests, because then that's just pointless extra work for no reason.
Do the extra work, people. Don't listen to her. Do the extra work.
I took AP Micro Econ, AP Macro Econ, AP US History, and I think that's it. And I only took the Micro Econ exam. I passed it, so it got a college credit for it.
And look how smart you are.
I know.
AP classes.
I know nothing about history.
Learn something in life.
I literally don't know any dates or names of anything. I pretty much understand the gist of a, like something that happened, but I don't know any.
Okay.
I don't know why I took the class anyway,
but that's okay.
You learned
something from it. Yes.
I got a good grade.
Take the AP classes.
All right. Mommy says take the AP classes. So take the AP classes, everybody.
Challenge yourself.
And then Ellie says, can you address the fact that you betrayed us with your hints about the sushi video and we never saw girlfriend? I feel betrayed. I never said you would see girlfriend's face in that video. I said she crashed the video, which she did. And then I just blurred her out. I never said you're going to see her face. That was you. You made the assumption.
Not me.
Not you. You've seen
her face. I saw her face.
You know what she looks like. You've hugged her.
You have.
But yeah, so
I need to steal her dog.
You don't need to steal her dog. I want to steal it back. You can't have that dog. Little dog is not up for grabs.
Well, I need to babysit it soon.
Okay. Go ahead. Babysit.
I'm having withdrawals.
Well, babysit all you want, Mom. That's allowed. That's all the questions I have. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I got for the whole kit and caboodle. Got anything else to add,
Mom? I was just going to say kit and caboodle and you beat me to it.
Well, you always say kit and caboodle.
Kit and caboodle.
I get
and
my
dilapidated.
Words.
Dilapidated. Look it up.
Dilapidated is not a word.
Yes, it is. Joy, is it a word? Ask Joy.
Well, girlfriends texted me dilapidated. Dilapidated.
Yeah. So it's a word.
Yeah, but I think we were saying it wrong.
Well, that's okay. I always say words wrong because words are hard.
Joy also says Surrey as well.
Oh. Yes! Hold on. Another Surrey friend.
What did you say? Dilapidated. Dilapidated. In a state of disrepair or ruin as a result of age or neglect.
Well, not neglect. It's just...
age. No, neglect when it was being built.
No, it's okay. But it's falling apart now. Okay. Water damage, termites.
It's aged. Sun. It's aged.
Yeah.
All right.
So not like a fine wine.
Not like a wine. like a fish. Like a dead fish.
I don't get how they could make barns way back in like the 1800s and they're still standing today.
They built things for quality back then to last.
We can't build a roof that lasts.
No.
I don't get that. You're gonna help me build the next one. So
all right. People don't take pride in their work.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Whenever I get something done on my house, they're like, do you want the cheap version that's going to break in 5 years or the good version that's going to last?
The good version.
And I know. I always do the good version, even though I'm not going to be here in 5 years.
Take the AP class.
Take the AP class. See? Build with integrity.
Right.
Do the quality version. I get you, Mom. I get you. All right. I'm going to leave now. I love you.
Okay. I love you.
Do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.